Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the battle over freedom today. And they're using, when I use the term they, I'm talking about the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party. They're using the fear factor to try to force everyone to bow and bend and submit to their whims and wishes to destroy the liberties that we have in our nation, to take away our founding documents, to undermine religious liberties and the freedom of speech. Ladies and gentlemen, my passion is to protect our Bill of Rights. If we lose the First Amendment alone, we've lost religious liberties. We've lost the freedom of speech. And ladies and gentlemen, that's under attack today as never before in the history of our great nation. I believe we have Tom on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, thank you for taking my call. You always exhort your listeners about the truth. John Huss was the 15th century theologian that you quote. Is that his name?
Yes, Jan Hus. It's J-E-N, pronounced Jan Hus.
Yes. Well, if what you're saying is you want us to exhort the truth, I noticed that June 6th that nobody in the Biden-Obama administration said a thing about D-Day invasion. That was the greatest amphibious invasion. I think there was over 6,000 American lives lost. And
you're right.
I've never seen the president not lay a wreath at all of those men's feet because they liberated Europe. They didn't go over and have a peace talk. They didn't talk about Kumbaya. They went over with rifles, and they killed the oppressors. But you can answer on the radio, but I have to believe that Barack insane Obama told Biden that not to say a word. And it just seems like Mr. Obama, his father was a radical in Kenya, and they blamed all the trouble of Kenya on the British because the British ruled it. They took it over. But the British worshiped the God of the Jews, the one true God, where the Kenyans, they had voodoo, they had a little mixture of this, a couple cocktails of that, and it just, God didn't bless them like he did the British. Obama can't seem to get over that, but also, Dr. Youngblood, I've noticed when you have a cancer in your body, the doctor doesn't do witchcraft chants. He takes the scalpel and he cuts it out, or he burns it with a laser or chemotherapy. Tell the truth, Dr. Youngblood, the truth to your listeners. What's it going to take to get these liberals out of power and to get the nation back on its feet? What do you see that's got to happen? Because I don't think Kumbaya is going to do it. I've talked to my liberal, I won't say friends, but people I know till you're blue in the face. They give you that deer in the headlights stupid grin and talk about stupid stuff. But today, in reality, what will it take?
Tom, I'm glad you asked that question. You did a full circle to get to the point that is real. And the real answer to that is that we need to recognize the fact that we have the socialist, Marxist, radical, Maoist, Communist Party that's in control of American political system today. The Communist Party USA, through the Democratic arm called the Democratic Party, with Chuck Schumer in the Senate, Nancy Pelosi in the House, they're in control of the direction of America today. And the thing that it's going to take is that needs to be removed, exercised, just as you would take a cancer out of a physical body, as you spoke of. And the only way that's possible is right now is for God's divine intervention. And God's intervention could be through the next election, or it could be in some fashion to remove the head of the snake, as I call it, that's in charge in Washington, D.C. Now, I'm not going to advocate, as a psychiatrist did at Yale University, where she was a psychiatrist speaking on a lecture, and she talked about the need to execute white people, to eliminate white people. I'm not going to use that terminology to talk about executing or to remove the head of the snake, the socialist, Marxist, communist, BLM, Democratic Party in Washington, but it needs to be removed. Lest that happens, unless God intervenes, unless there's the divine intervention, unless somehow, some way, the trajectory is totally changed, we're going to lose America's liberties, lose America's freedoms. And there's two bills, Tom, and for our listening audience, there's two bills that's in Washington right now lurking in the Senate, H.R. 1 and H.R. 5. If either of those or both of those pass, America is gone. Its demise is at hand. Lest we understand the danger and stand up as a nation and say enough is enough. I'm thankful to see, ladies and gentlemen, a number of parents standing up and facing the critical race theory. I'm thankful to see parents standing up and saying, you're not going to teach the sodomite lifestyle in the classroom to my kids. I'm thankful to see a number of those that are standing up across our nation and making the statement that we are tired of it, we're sick of it, we're full of what is taking place, and it can't be anymore. So, Tom, it is my prayer that somehow, some way, there'll be God's divine intervention to cure what we see taking place. It's a cancer. There's no question. This is the reason God charged the church with the responsibility of being salt and light. Salt dispels darkness. Salt dispels decay, and light dispels darkness. And that's what we need to be as the church. And the scripture is very clear. If the salt has lost its savor, that's talking about the church. If the salt's lost its savor, it has no good except to be cast out and trodden underfoot. And so this is the reason I challenge each of us, ladies and gentlemen, to be salt and light. God's charged us with that responsibility. We can't shirk the responsibility and still say that we are Christian. I'm looking at an article, ladies and gentlemen, says, white Spanish teacher cancels herself. Now, she quits teaching to combat white supremacy. Now, I just want to ponder a little question for you to think about for a moment. How do you cancel your whiteness? If you're white, how do you cancel your, same as if you're black, if you're brown skin, tonation is different. How do you cancel your color? God's the one that did that. God's the one that gave the skin pigmentation, not we ourselves. Just like God gave us male and female. He created he, them, the scripture says in Genesis 1:24. And yet you have those mindsets today, somehow that you can change it. Here's this. Let me just read you a blurb from the article. White Spanish teacher cancels herself, quits teaching to combat white supremacy. Bridges, identified by Fox News as PhD candidate at Oklahoma State University and teaching assistant, told an online conference of educators that she canceled herself. She taught students at Spanish once upon a time, but that apparently meant that she was furthering white supremacy. Don't ever expect her to go back, this article says. That's the takeaway from the clip that's been circulating from what's reported to be the Southern Connecticut State University 2021 Virtual Women's and Gender Students Conference in April. Bridges, speaking with other participants in the program, talked about the racism. Racism originates with and is perpetrated by the white people. Dismantling white supremacy in society looks like dismantling in my heart first. She says, it means I'm not going to teach Spanish anymore. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but it would take an insane person to untangle the insanity that's just been spoken by this woman that says she is canceling herself in order to combat white supremacy. She's doing so because she's been teaching Spanish in the college, and she's going to stop teaching Spanish because it perpetrates further whiteness, carries it out further. And she's dismantling white supremacy by stop teaching Spanish. She says, I would tell them to stand in their own power. White isn't right, she says. We're deconstructing our emotions around acknowledging our whiteness and white privilege through the lens of grief and the process of grief. We talked about mourning our white mortality. And yes, Bridges said, she's holding myself accountable to this journey. Part of my accountability is to continue the struggle and grapple with my internalized white supremacy, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're fomenting in America a future civil war, lest God intervenes, or unless somehow, some way, the Biden administration's agenda is crushed. So I don't know any other way to put it, other than the fact we're watching this take place, and it's to engender fear in the hearts and the lives of we the people that need to understand and recognize that we are the ones that are the dominating factor. We the people, regardless of our skin tonation, we the people. It's the government bureaucrats and the government officials that work for us and not vice versa. And yet somehow, some way, we've gotten that whole trajectory totally changed in our thoughts. And yet here's Obama speaking recently. Obama threatened white people are making critical race theory an issue. Dated June the 8th. Considering all he has accomplished in his life, Barack Hussein Obama should be the last person on earth promoting critical race theory, a civil rights lawyer said Thursday. Leo Terrell, a former Democrat who is now a Fox News contributor, was commenting on Obama's interview Monday night on CNN's Anderson Cooper show. Obama said there are certain right-wing media venues that literally are monetizing and capitalizing on and stoking fear and resentment of white people and the white population that's witnessing a changing America and seeing demographic changes. In other words, Obama is saying that as the white America sees demographic changes in America, that it's engendering fear, and we're showing our fear by criticizing the critical race theory, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we've talked on this broadcast about it before. The critical race theory is right out of the Marxist playbook. Karl Marx used the term that you've got to dethrone God, you've got to divide the citizens, and you've got to do so by dividing the races. And ladies and gentlemen, if you deconstruct the nuclear family, if you dethrone God and divide the people, you've got the essence of Marxism. And here's Barack Hussein Obama. He says, and do everything they can to give people a sense of their way of life is threatened and people are trying to take advantage of them. That fear, he said, is manifested in the debate over the critical race theory, the Marxist-based theory that regards race as a social construct in which white people are oppressors and people of color are the oppressed. Leo Terrell said, and behold, the single most important issue to them, apparently right now, is critical race theory. But Terrell said it makes no sense that the first black man to ever be elected president of the United States is promoting a theory of hate that targets white people, end quote. Leo Terrell says, but when you promote a theory of hate that specifically targets a particular group of people, like being white, that is a discussion and affects every American in this country, not just white people. Leo Terrell, ladies and gentlemen, has had a come to Jesus moment somehow in his life, as I put it. He's converted from a rank liberal Democrat. Now he's a Trump supporter. He is antithetical to anything that's called racism in the nation, as he stands for either, as I call it, red, yellow, black, or white. He goes further. So who in this world oppressed Barack Hussein Obama? He became president. It makes no sense for him to carry the water supporting the critical race theory in America today, end quote. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the battle over freedom. And you hear all of these things and there, all of these issues, i.e., You hear them talking about the critical race theory. You hear people talking about the white supremacy. You hear them, as Barack Obama and others, talking about the KKK, not telling you that it was originated by the Communist Socialist Marxist Democratic Party to keep black people from voting. You'll never hear them admit to that. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, they're talking about climate control and climate change. That's to bring about fear. The entire COVID-19 pandemic was to bring about fear, to allow control, to bring about the global reset, to destroy the constitutionality and the constitutional republic of the United States of America. And I'm looking at an article. It's a lengthy article. It is by an individual that is very, very articulate in his communication and what he says in relationship to this factor. His name is Whitlock. June 8, 2021 is the date of the article. And he says this: faith conquers fear, powers the American dream. In the absence of religious faith, fear reigns and freedom recedes. Discerning the origin of the current fear-based American social climate is not difficult. Don't blame scientists in China for releasing the angst virus assaulting traditional American liberties. Blame the tech engineers operating in Silicon Valley laboratories. They invented the social media app that amplifies fear and empowers the cancel culture group. The nuclear weapon dislodging America from its Judeo-Christian values. Further, he says, Facebook and Twitter finished the mission of turning America secular and godless and shamelessly immoral. The apps allegedly intended to bring us together have torn us apart. We should not be surprised. The apps urge self-worship, celebrity worship, and communism, which leads to hedonism, idolatry, and materialism. A secular society always brings chaos, division, and fear. Branded as racist, Uncle Toms, coons, homophobes, transphobics, hypocrites, and misogynist American Christians fear publicly identifying themselves by their faith. You hear what this man is saying? He is saying these terms that we're being called, names that we're being called, transphobic, homophobic, and hypocrites and misogynists, these cause American Christians to be fearful and afraid to identify themselves by their faith, he says. They place their political identity and radical identity above their religious identity. They avoid saying the name that made John Brown and Frederick Douglass abolitionists, compelling Thomas Jefferson to write that all men are created equal. They avoid directly referring to the name that made America great in the first place, the name that focused and forced us to overcome our superficial differences and transform those differences in one great strength and one great America, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, stop being fearful. God's not given us the spirit of fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, God has not given us a spirit of fear. And yet that is the spirit of fear that's being used to dominate America today and to control American life and its citizens. Here's an article. It says, scholar diplomat explains America's has long had a racist political party. The Democratic Party was founded in 1828 by the backers of General Andrew Jackson, a Southerner and ardent racist who owned slaves and thought nothing wrong with that practice. Up until the Civil War, the party had its own platform, and that platform was one thing: to keep slavery intact, end quote. Political leaders favored slavery, defended slavery, all from the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party was founded in a racism that was intended to support the interest of the ruling class and its party's grandness as its first political principle. It was the core tenet of the political philosophy, public policy, and action for the better part of the century, according to this writer. And the war, he said, the Confederacy never had a political parties because they were all Democrats. All of the governors, generals, and leaders, even in the South in the War of Secession, were in fact all Democrats. Ladies and gentlemen, there is an aura of deception that's blanketing America today that's bringing about this deception, and the deception is bringing about the fear that's taking place. But ladies and gentlemen, we must have spiritual and political leaders that'll take a stand for truth. And I'm thankful that we have some that are standing for truth today, ladies and gentlemen, standing for the truth of the Word of God, standing for the truth of what needs to be done and what is what ought not to be done in relationship to the truth factor. Here's an article that should be understood by most Christians today, and it's not. And it's not understood, especially in our local level, by the socialist, Marxist, BLM Democrats that's pushing the sodomite agenda. This article says, DeSantis rips critical race theory, says it won't be in Florida curriculum. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, our governor has been doing some wonderful things. Now, he may make a left turn at some future tense. This article says, dated March 18th, but it's coming forward to what I want to say, some of the recent things he's done. Critical race theory will be explicitly excluded from Florida's new statewide civics educational program, DeSantis said while unveiling the program. And DeSantis, ladies and gentlemen, has just been responsible for coming out of his leadership, in my most humble opinion. It is DeSantis that has had the rainbow flag removed from the Acosta Bridge. It is DeSantis, ladies and gentlemen, another point before we get to the Acosta Bridge, major win against vaccine passports. The cruise line reverses its ruling after Governor DeSantis lays down the law. It was Governor DeSantis that said, we'll not have the vaccine mandate in the state of Florida. On May the 3rd, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida signed legislation that would ban vaccine passports in the state. Upon signing, the governor said, in Florida, your political choice regarding vaccinations will be protected, and no business or government entity will be able to deny you that service until you make that decision yourself. And a fine of $5,000 for anybody, any company that would then force you or require that of you. But Royal Caribbean International, a company that operates numerous cruises out of ports in Florida, announced last month that resumed services one day later, that is July the 1st. One of its requirements was to have all passengers 18 or older to be vaccinated. Obviously, this requirement it runs afoul of the law of the state of Florida. Royal Caribbean argued that because such large numbers of people are confined to be limited in the space of the cruises, it would be fair to grant them an exemption if necessary. DeSantis refused to back down. May the 28th news conference. We're going to enforce the Florida law. If you don't pass the law and then not enforce the law. On Friday, the cruise line handed the governor a big win, agreeing that they will comply with the law in the state of Florida and not require that. But ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you have watched the news. It's on the local news, but the Acosta Bridge had been lights on the Acosta Bridge of the rainbow sodomite flag, but it's been shut down. The lighting scheme, this article states, state shuts down the pride lights on Jacksonville Acosta Bridge. A lighting scheme approved by the Jacksonville Transportation Authority to recognize the region's LGBTQ, and I'm going to use the word sodomite agenda and community, was reversed Tuesday. Another blow to the community after the governor signed legislation on Friday, first day of Pride Month, banning transgender girls and women from the women's sports. While the lights change happened Tuesday night, authorship for the move has eluded all reporters. The Florida Times Union reported Tuesday the JTA set the Acosta's colors to the distinctive Pride rainbow, then changed it back in the direction after being directed by the Florida Department of Transportation. Ladies and gentlemen, here's another article. Acosta Bridge lit in rainbow colors honoring Pride Month, cut off just 6 days after 6 days only. Jacksonville, Florida Transportation Authority lit the Acosta Bridge with the rainbow colors for the Pride Month Monday, June the 7th. JTA planned to have the rainbow colors shining through June the 13th, but the plans were cut short 6 days short Tuesday. JTA told Action News that the Florida Transportation Department informed JTA the rainbow-colored lighting scheme was out of compliance with its current permit. A spokesman for JTA said this afternoon, the Florida Department of Transportation informed JTA that our scheduled color scheme for the Acosta Bridge is out of compliance with our existing permit. JTA will comply with the State Department of Transportation. Another article says DeSantis administration ordered Jacksonville Bridge stripped of the LGBTQ Pride Month rainbow lights. one day after they were turned on. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just simply say this. I'm thankful for Ron DeSantis and his stand. Now, Ron DeSantis' office is saying that he didn't personally do that. But, ladies and gentlemen, if the Department of Transportation owns and controls the Acosta Bridge, and yet the contract with JTA allowing them to use some color scheme lighting on the bridge, if the Department of Transportation says that the sodomite flag colors, rainbow colors, are not in compliance with the Florida Department of Transportation rules and regulations, I'm thankful it was taken down. I'm saddened to see in our own city, ladies and gentlemen, where you have the drag queen story hour being given again this year in our schools and in the libraries, and to find then it to be pushed in the face of the moral, ethical citizens in the city of Jacksonville, where the sodomite colors are then carried out by the lighting department, the Jacksonville Electric Authority. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm against any city governmental agency. I'm against any state governmental agency or federal governmental agency taking the position that the sodomite flag can be flown or the sodomite lights can be indicating that we embrace and that we approve of the sodomite lifestyle. It's a lifestyle that God destroyed two cities and the plains thereabout as a result of the sodomite lifestyle. Genesis chapter 19, verse 24 and 25. You can study the book of Romans, the first chapter, verse 24 through verse 32, and find that God has given the sodomites over to a reprobate mind. It is the only sin that God destroyed two cities for. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, we're finding today that city after city, county after county, and states across America and the federal government are embracing that. And even where Biden now has ordered the sodomite flag to be flown on the flagpoles of all of the embassies around the globe, and it's saying to the world that we embrace a sodomite sinful lifestyle. I'm thankful that there's some nations where that has been flown that they have said no, we refuse to embrace it because it's against their morals and their ethics and their values. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to wake up, sit up, and understand that we're faced in America today with a demonic delusion that's out to tear down and destroy the morals, the ethics, and the values in our great nation. We need to, ladies and gentlemen, turn back to God, turn back to the Word of God, and stick to what God says and honor Him. It is a plan that the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party has on the agenda today to undermine all that you believe and that I believe and that's so near and dear to us, the morals and the ethics and the values and the freedoms that we have in America. Stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and keep on looking up because our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, invite you to stay tuned for the next broadcast of Let's Face the Issues. Delighted to have you with us and look forward to the next time as once again we face the issues.
1/2 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.